今天的经文是约翰福音的第十章一到二十一节。我实实在在地告诉你们，人进羊圈，不从门进去，倒从别处爬进去，那人就是贼，就是强盗。从门进去的才是羊的牧人，看门的就给他开门，羊也听他的声音，他按着名叫自己的羊，把羊领出来。既放出自己的羊来，就在前头走，羊也跟着他，因为认得他的声音。羊不跟着生人，因为不认得他的声音，必要逃跑。耶稣将这比喻告诉他们，但他们不明白所说的是什么意思。所以耶稣又对他们说，我实实在在地告诉你们，我就是羊的门，凡在我以先来的就是贼，是强盗，羊却不听他们。我就是门，凡从我进来的必然得救，并且出入得草吃。盗贼来无非要偷窃、杀害、毁坏，我来了是要叫羊得生命，并且得得更丰盛。我是好牧人，好牧人为羊舍命。若是雇工不是牧人，羊也不是他自己的，他看见狼来就撇下羊逃走，狼抓住羊赶散了羊群，雇工逃走，因他是雇工，并不顾念羊。我是好牧人，我认识我的羊，我的羊也认识我，正如父认识我，我也认识父一样，并且我为羊舍命。我另外有羊，不是这圈里的，我必须领他们来，他们也要听我的声音，并且要合成一群，归一个牧人了。我父爱我，因我将命舍去，好再取回来。没有人夺我的命去，是我自己舍的。我有权柄舍了，也有权柄取回来，这是我从我父所受的命令。犹太人为这些话又起了纷争，内中有好些人说，他是被鬼附着，而且疯了，为什么听他呢？又有人说，这不是鬼附之人所说的话，鬼岂能叫瞎子的眼睛开了呢？
你好。With Christmas only 6 weeks away, I think the following Christmas card helps us to keep our focus right.
才六个星期，圣诞节就到了。我用以下的帮助我们了解圣诞节的意义。
It's entitled Two Bearded Men with a History of Giving.
有两个有胡子的男人给不一样的礼物。
Santa Claus says,I have come that you may have toys.
圣诞老人说，我来了，带给你玩具。
Jesus says, I have come that you might have life.
耶稣说，我来了，使你得生命。
For some Christians, Christmas is about happiness and family and peace, joy, love, shopping, gifts, good food, beach, sun, holidays and sport.
对一些人，圣诞节是幸福、家庭、和平、喜悦、爱、购物、礼物。好的食物、海滩、太阳、假日和体育。
For others, it brings a great sense of loneliness and frustration. It brings a focus on broken relationships, failed careers, or maybe even lost or disinterested children.
对其他人，圣诞节令人孤独和挫折感。它令人想起破碎的关系、失败的职业、失去关系的孩子。
Well, the Christmas season, friends, brings us a chance to reconnect with Christ, the one who brings us life, life in abundance.
圣诞节给我们提供了一个与耶稣重新关系的机会。基督是给我们带来生命，丰盛的生命。
Jesus said, I have come that they may have life and have it to the full.
耶稣说，我来了，是要叫他们得生命，并且得得更丰盛。
I saw a sign once outside a large church on the Gold Coast, and it said, Our message, Jesus.
在黄金海岸上的一座大教会外面的标志盘写上，我们的信息是耶稣。
Very good. Microphone's good? All right. Why is our message Jesus?
为什么我们的信息是耶稣?
Because Jesus, we saw, is the bread of life.
因为耶稣是生命的粮.
Jesus is the light of the world.
耶稣是世界的光.
And today we will see Jesus is the good shepherd who lays down his life for his sheep.
今天我们看到耶稣是好牧人为他的羊舍命.
Firstly, the source of life is Jesus.
第一, 耶稣是生命的源头.
In this passage of Scripture, Jesus refers to himself as the good shepherd and his people as sheep. Why does he do this?
在这段经文中, 耶稣将自己称为好牧人, 他的子民是羊, 他为什么这样做?
Now, sheep are peculiarly helpless animals.
羊是特别无助的动物.
They cannot fight with attackers with any hope of success.
他们不能与任何动物作战.
The association with humans bred into them over many generations means that they are dependent animals.
他们一直是被人类无养的, 显示他们是依赖性的动物.
I like sheep, but they are incredibly stupid.
我喜欢羊, 但是他们令人难以置信的愚蠢.
I've seen sheep walking along when one of them thought they saw an obstacle and they jumped over it.
我看过一群羊走动, 当一只羊认为它看到一个障碍物, 它就跳过它。
Guess what the other sheep did?
其实这个障碍物是不存在的, 是只是在它想象中。
All the other sheep jumped over too.
真可笑的, 那些随它在后面的羊也一样, 同一个地方, 跳过那只羊想象中的障碍物。
Friends, sheep are helpless, and their subservience to their shepherds meant that it was used quite a lot in the Bible to describe God and his people.
羊是无助的, 和他们对牧羊人的完全顺服的图, 常常被在圣经里用到。
The leaders in the Old Testament were often called shepherds in that they were meant to care for the sheep.
在旧约里的领袖们, 经常被称为牧羊人, 是为了要照顾羊。
But they often failed miserably.
但他们经常失败。
They abused the people.
他们不照顾人民, 反而虐待他们。
But Jesus is the good shepherd.
但耶稣是好牧人。
The good shepherd will care for the sheep.
好牧人会照顾羊。
He'll protect them, bringing prosperity and fruitfulness.
他会保佑他们, 带他们带来繁荣和富有成果。
He'll bring them life to the full.
他会带给他们生命的充分。
But Jesus said there are false shepherds and false saviors as well. Be careful.
但耶稣说也有假牧人、假救世主, 要小心。
They did not come to bring life, but to come to rip people off, to rob them.
他们不救生的人是来抢夺他们的。
So in verse 1, he says, I tell you the truth, the man who does not enter the sheep pen by the gate, but climbs in by some other way, is a thief and a robber.
我实实在在地告诉你们, 人进羊圈, 不从门进去, 然后从别处爬进去, 那人就是贼, 就是抢盗。
In verse 7 and 8 we read, Therefore Jesus said again, I tell you the truth, I am the gate for the sheep. All who ever came before me were thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not listen to them.
第七、第八节说, 所以耶稣又对他们说, 我实实在在地告诉你们, 我就是羊的门, 凡在我以先来的都是贼是抢盗, 羊却不听他们。
Jesus contrasts himself with the thieves and the robbers, and they're very different.
耶稣与他称为盗贼和抢盗的人比对。
Those false prophets bring destruction, not life.
那些人带来毁灭而不是生命。
Who are these thieves and robbers Jesus refers to?
耶稣所指的这些抢贼和抢盗是谁呢?
Maybe the Jewish teachers who always opposed him and refused to recognize that he came from God.
可能是犹太的教师一贯对反对他, 拒绝 承认他是从神而来的。
But more likely, the false messiahs who had preceded Jesus.
有可能是耶稣以前先来的都是假弥赛亚。
These false messiahs, they thought they were saviors, but were men of violence.
假的弥赛亚人，他们认为他们是救世主，但是是暴力的人。
They sought to free Israel from the yoke of imperial Rome by revolution.
他们试图从以革命将以色列从帝王罗马的俄中释放出来。
We call them freedom fighters or terrorists.
我们将他们称为自由的战士和指恐怖分子。
So when Jesus says all who ever came before me are thieves and robbers, he is saying emphatically that without exception, all those who had claimed such titles in the past had been imposters.
所以当耶稣说凡在我以前来的都是盗贼和强盗，他非常强调地说没有例外，所有过去先弥赛亚的人都是骗子。他说他们的暴力方法就是他们的细微的证据。
Friends, their violent methods, he says, were in themselves evidence of their imposture.
他们的暴力有方法，就是在他们的细微的证据里。
And Jesus says, though he is the true shepherd, the true savior.
耶稣说他才是真牧人，是真救赎。
He describes that in verses 1 to 10.
他在第四节说
Jesus is the Messiah.
耶稣是真正的牧者。
He is the one who brings life, life in all its fullness.
他是弥赛亚，意思是带来生命，丰盛的生命。
A new quality of life here and now, as well as eternal life beyond the grave.
他现在就给有意义的生活，不只在此世，直到永远。
Friends, it breaks my heart to see people looking for fulfillment, purpose, and life in so many different areas.
当我看到人们寻求世俗的满足，人生的目的在各方面的成就，令我心碎。
A successful career, a sporting achievement, a human relationship.
成功的职业、体育的成就、和谐的人事关系，都救不了生命。
They just don't work because Jesus brings life to the full.
救不了自己的生命，因为只有耶稣可以带给我们生命。
I was speaking to a wealthy friend a few years ago.
我几年前跟一个富有的朋友谈话。
He told me that he knew I was happy because I was a Christian.
他告诉我，他知道我很蒙福，因为我是一个基督徒。
We talked about his dreams to buy a yacht and sail all around the world.
他的梦想是买一艘游艇，环游世界等等。
But he wouldn't look into Christ.
但是他还是拒绝基督。
He is still making a lot of money, but his marriage has fallen apart, and he still fails to look at Christ.
他虽然赚很多钱，但他的婚姻破裂，他还是拒绝基督。
I don't know about you, but sometimes I feel like shaking people.
你是否也有像我一样感觉，常常会觉得摇动
？Wake up! I want to say.
醒来吧。
Can't you see it, the futility of your life?
你是不是可以看到这个是徒劳
The stupid decisions.
这个是愚蠢的决定
And then when we get older, in Australia, they talk about a bucket list.
当我们年纪越大的时候，在澳洲我们就列了一个表
All the things we want to do or experience before we die.
上面是我们还或做想做的事和想经验的事情。
I am not too sure that God will care whether I have visited 20 countries, climbed Mount Everest, cruised the Mediterranean, run a marathon, eaten at a fancy restaurant.
上帝是不在乎我是否参观了20个国家，爬上了珠穆朗玛峰，巡航了地中海。经营了一个马拉松和在一家高级的餐厅吃饭。
He is more interested in whether I have invested my life in the cause of the gospel.
他更关心我是否我的生命投在观音里。
Jesus said, I have come that you might have life and have it abundantly.
耶稣说我来了是要叫你得生命并且觉得更丰盛。
Friends, Tim and Val Nicholson are missionaries from this church.
Tim 跟 Val Nicholson 是这个教会的传教士。
They serve God in a hospital in Nepal.
他们在尼泊尔的一间医院服务神。
Val just turned 70 years old.
Val 刚刚过了七十岁的生日。
They haven't retired.
他们还没有退休。
They are serving God.
他们服侍神。
Bringing hope and life to the people of Nepal.
给尼泊尔人民带来希望和生命。
Do you have new life in Jesus?
你在耶稣里有新的生命吗？
Life to the full.
过一个丰盛的生活。
Abundant life.
一个丰盛的生活。
Then live your life for Jesus.
为耶稣而活。
But secondly, the cost of life is Jesus' death.
第二点，生命的代价就是耶稣的死。
He said, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep.
我是好牧人，好牧人为羊舍命。
He is good. He's attractive. He's an appealing shepherd.
耶稣是一个好牧羊人，一个有吸引力的牧羊人，一个非凡的牧羊人。
His messiahship was going to give life to men and women, but at the expense of his own life.
他是弥赛亚，牺牲自己的生命，赐生命给众人，众人生命的代价就是耶稣的死。
Let's look at three things about Jesus' death that we learn here. Number one, it's a loving death.
让我们注意关于耶稣死亡的三件事。这里很明显的强调，第一就是为了爱众人的死亡。
Verse 14, I am the good shepherd. I know my sheep and my sheep know me. Just as the Father knows me and I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep.
十四跟十五节说，我是好牧人。我认识我的羊，我的羊也认识我，正如父认识我，我也认识父一样，并且我为羊舍命。
Friends, Jesus' goodness is seen in his willingness to die for the sheep.
耶稣的善意就是他愿意为羊而死。
A Palestinian shepherd might sometimes die in the exercise of his duty as a shepherd, but that was always a mishap. Something occurred as a result of miscalculation.
一个巴勒斯坦牧羊人有时可能在牧羊人服行他的任务时死去，但这种是一个不幸的事情，是由于错误而发生的。
David Sanders was a teacher who lost his life saving others in a school massacre in Columbine High School, April 20th, 1999, in Denver, Colorado.
在1999年4月20日在 Colorado, Denver, 在一个 Columbia 高中学校，有一位老师叫 Dave Sander, 是武士的老师。他为了救学生的生命，舍弃了自己的生命。
He jumped in the way to protect his students.
他跳上去保护他的学生。
He did not expect to get caught up in such a situation, but when he did, his love for the students and concern for their safety meant that he gave his life for them.
他没有想卷入这情况，他对学生的热爱和关心他们的安全，使他不惜自己的生命。
One student wrote about the teacher, he saved my life. There was this kid who got shot in the leg, and Mr. Sanders dragged him to the side so he wouldn't be shot again. He was the one jumping over the kids, getting people out of the way. Now we'll never see him again.
有一个学生他写这么写，他说他救了我的生命。有一个学生的腿被枪刺到， Sanders 呢把他拖到身边保护他，不让再次被射场。他是跳过去保护学生们的人，让他们赶快离开。现在我再也见不到他了。
But Jesus' death was different to that death.
耶稣的死是不同的。
Jesus had come for the very purpose of dying. His was a planned death.
他来到世界是为了舍命，耶稣的死是神的计划。
Verse 18, no one takes it from me, but I lay it down on my own accord. I have authority to lay it down and authority to take it up again. This command I received from my Father.
没有人夺我的命去，是我自己舍的。我有权柄舍了，也有权柄取回来。这是我从我父所受的命令。
William Barclay, a Christian leader, tells the story of a young man in the First World War who was wounded in the trenches during an attack.
William Barclay, 他是基督徒，他讲述了一个年轻人在第一次世界大战的故事，在战争中受伤。
The medical officer who came and saw him said, "Sorry, soldier, but you've lost your arm."
军医对他说，对不起，士兵，你失去了你的胳膊。
The young soldier said, "Doctor, I didn't lose it, I gave it."
年轻的士兵回答说，我没有失去它，我牺牲了它。
And Jesus is saying something very similar here.
耶稣在这里说得很似像的。
He is not saying that he came into this world willing to die and if necessary, like the soldier going to battle.
他不只是说他来到这个世界愿意死，如果必要像兵丁进入战斗。
He is stating that he came into the world knowing that death would be necessary.
但是他说的，他来到世界知道死亡是必要的。
It was planned.
这个计划。
And right through his life, that plan was never thwarted.
在他一生，这个计划从来不改变的。
Jesus was in control of his destiny all the time.
他掌握着自己的生命。
He never saw himself as a tragic victim of circumstances.
耶稣从来没有把自己视为情况的悲惨受害者。
Friends, such was his personal authority over events that he claimed no one could take his life from him against his will.
这是他对事件的个人权威，他声称是自己愿意死的，没有人能夺他的生命。
Friends, his death is a voluntary act of sacrifice, the most voluntary act of sacrifice of which any person has ever been capable. His life was not lost, but deliberately given.
他的死亡是一种自愿的牺牲行为，没有任何人能做到的行为。他没有失去他的生命，而是甘心情愿给予。
And thirdly, it was a saving death.
第三是挽救死亡。
The sheep are in danger and in need of saving.
羊在危险中需要救助。
Said, "I am the good shepherd. I know my sheep, and my sheep know me." Just as the Father knows me and I know the Father and I lay down my life for the sheep. I have other sheep that are not of this sheep pen. I must bring them also. They too will listen to my voice and there shall be one flock and one shepherd.
我是好牧人，我认识我的羊，我的羊也认识我，正如父认识我，我也认识父一样，并且我为羊舍命。我另外有羊，不是这圈里的，我必须领他们来。他们也要听我的声音，并且要合成一群，归一个牧人了。
Jesus' death provides salvation for his sheep, the Jews who had followed him and listened to his voice.
耶稣的死亡为他的羊提供救恩，犹太人跟着他听了他的声音。
But he said he has other sheep also; he must bring them.
耶稣还有其他的羊，他也必须带他们。
And it seems to be a reference to the Gentile world, those who are not Jewish.
他是指外邦人，不是犹太人。
Jesus' atoning death is for all who will trust in him, whether Jew or Gentile.
耶稣赎罪的死是为所有信靠他的人，不管是犹太人还是外邦人。
And we become part of one flock with one shepherd.
我们都成为一个因羊群的一部分，只有一个牧羊人。
It is good news and invites people who are Balinese Hindus and Indonesian Muslims. It is good news for the people of China, for the Lebanese, for the Nepalese, for Greeks, for outback Australians.
这个好信息是为了这个巴厘尼斯的印度教，为印度尼西亚的穆斯林，为中国的人民，为巴厘顿人。尼泊尔人、希腊人、内陆亚、澳大利亚人。
They believe in Jesus, they can enter his flock. And friends, many people are believing and are being baptized today.
相信耶稣，我们就成为他的亲人。
Vicky was a young Chinese woman who did Christianity Explained at Sydney University and became a Christian.
许多人相信耶稣并受洗。Vicky 是一个中国女人。在悉尼大学学习完了基督教 基督教信仰失意以后，决定相信耶稣，成为一个基督徒，他得救了并受洗。
She was saved and baptized.
他得救了并受洗。
I remember baptizing an 87-year-old German woman.
我给了一个87岁的德国女人 Margot Urich 在游泳池里受洗。
That was in a swimming pool in the backyard.
在她后面的游泳池里。
I baptized a Greek man, Nick, a few weeks ago.
几个星期前，我给一个希腊人 Nick 施洗了。
Men and women need salvation because they are in great danger.
每一个人需要救恩，因为他们处于极大的危险之中。
And sinful men and women like us are going to die and will have to face God in judgment.
像我们这样的罪恶的人，有一天会死。我们将面对神的审判。
Have you ever seen a sheep, a flock of sheep, when there is a dog nearby running and chasing them?
你有没有见过羊群，当有一只狗在攻击他们的时候
？They rush around in a complete futile panic.
他们变得恐慌。
That is our human condition.
众人就像这恐慌的羊群。
We know that we are doomed to die, and that knowledge mocks us.
我们都知道我们注定要死的这些知识使我们感觉到无望。
It starts mocking us from the very moment in our youth when we realize we're going to die one day.
自从我们还年轻，我们明白的时候，就一直在使我们觉得无望。
And it continues mocking us through middle age, and it goes on mocking us right up until the end.
到我们中年，直到我们死亡。
That is why we need a shepherd, a good shepherd, one willing to take death from our shoulders and bear it himself.
这就是我们需要一个牧羊人的原因，一个好牧人愿意代替我们死，并自己舍命。
And thirdly, the gift of life comes from Jesus.
第三，生命的恩赐来自耶稣。
In discussion with the Jewish opposition, Jesus said this.
在与犹太人反对派的讨论中，耶稣说
：“Jesus answered, I did tell you, but you do not believe. The miracles I do in my Father's name speak for me, but you do not believe because you are not my sheep. My sheep listen to my voice. I know them, and they follow me.”
耶稣回答说：“我已经告诉你们，你们不信。我奉我父之名所行的事，可以为我做见证。”只是你们不信，因为你们不是我的羊，我的羊听我的声音，我也认识他们，他们也跟着我。
And Jesus again separates human beings into two groups.
耶稣将人类分成两组。
One group do not accept Jesus, do not understand the cross, do not realize how much danger they are in, and they are not Jesus' sheep.
第一组，他们拒绝耶稣，不明白十字架。不明白他们有多大的危险，他们不是耶稣的羊。
The other group, though, feels differently about things.
另一组对于世界有不同的看法。
They know their lives are empty and spoiled, and they want to find life in its fullness that Jesus provides.
他们知道他们的生活是空虚的、毁了，他们寻求在耶稣所提供的丰盛的生活。
Jesus knows these people personally.
他们跟耶稣有亲密的关系。
In the most intimate way, they belong to him.
耶稣认识这些人，他们属于他的。
And Jesus gives us some very clear tests by which to know whether we belong to this group.
耶稣给了我们一个非常明确的考验，使我们知道是否属于这个群体。
It says in verse 27, "My sheep listen to my voice."
在第二十七节说，我的羊听我的声音。
They've given up the voice of materialism and sensuality and philosophers and atheists. They listen to Jesus.
他们放弃了唯物主义、因汤、这些家和无神论者的观念，他们听耶稣。
They listen and they follow, verse 27.
他们听耶稣也跟着耶稣来。
His sheep follow him freely.
他的羊随意跟随他。
They're not coerced or whipped.
他们不被逼迫和鞭打。
They follow voluntarily because they know that is where true freedom is found and true fulfillment lies.
他们自愿跟随他，因为他们知道这是他们真正的自由和满足。
And they delight in following their master.
他们喜欢跟随主人。
They pursue their joy in God.
他们在神里追求他们的喜乐。
And finally, this good shepherd gives them eternal life and eternal security.
最后，他们得到永生和永恒的保障。
There's a beautiful verse. Listen to these. I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish. No one can snatch them out of my hand. No one. My Father, who has given them to me, is greater than all. No one can snatch them out of my Father's hand. I and the Father are one.
从第二十八节到三十节说，我又赐给他们永生，他们永不灭亡，谁也不能从我的手里把他们夺去。我父把羊赐给我，他比万有更大，谁也不能从我的父手里把他们夺去。我与父原为一。
If you belong to Jesus' sheep, He gives you the free gift of eternal life.
如果你属耶稣，他会给你永生的恩赐。
A unique quality of life which begins now and continues into eternity.
有意义的生活从现在开始，并继续到永恒。
And this life is secured.
这生活是有保障的。
Friends, do you have a sneaking suspicion that there is more to life than you are experiencing?
你是否有想过一个更有意义的生活吗？
Do you want life to the full?
过着一个丰盛的生活吗？
The answer is Jesus.
答案是耶稣。
He is the good shepherd.
他是好牧羊人。
Hear his voice and follow him.
今天你听到了他的声音，跟随他。
Turn from sin.
认罪悔改。
Submit to Jesus as Lord and Savior.
转向耶稣，接受耶稣为主和救主。
And start life again.
重新开始过新生活。
Amen.
Amen.